And as we heard from Kate in the news headlines, Hurricane Helene made landfall in northwestern Florida within the past few hours. Initially a Category 4 hurricane, forecasters had been warning about a catastrophic storm surge, and there's reports of at least one person dead so far. Now, the storm hurricane has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm. For the latest, let's talk to meteorologist with My Radar app, Matthew Cappucci, in Florida. And Matthew, give us a picture of the damage so far and the damage to come.
Yeah, so we have records dating back to 1851 when it comes to tropical cyclones, or tropical storms and hurricanes. And this was the first Category 4 on record to make landfall in the Big Bend of Florida. Where I was, we got winds of about 160 to 170 kilometers per hour, widespread damage with trees, demolished mobile homes, all sorts of vegetation, damaged street signs down, numerous routes impassable. And it's still only about 2:48, so coming up on 3 o'clock in the morning local time here. It's pitch black. I haven't seen any lights on anywhere. Most of North Florida, the Big Bend, and parts of the Panhandle are without power right now. So I think until the daylight dawns, it'll be really tough to grasp the scope of the damage. But suffice to say, I think it would be severe damage considering just how bad the impacts were. At the immediate coastline, we are expecting a storm surge, so water moving ashore to the height of roughly 4, maybe 5 meters. We don't know how far inland it penetrated because that area was largely heavily evacuated. Some entire counties were forced to mandatory evacuate. And I know that Taylor County, which evacuated, didn't even have shelters open because of how dangerous it would be to have a shelter in the county. And so really it was a historically bad storm, and we'll see in the morning just how bad the damage was.
And as I say, we're hearing about one death so far, but in terms of what you've been describing as the danger from Helene and the fact that it had been so well forecast, I know it's dark, but do you think people did heed those warnings to evacuate, to get out of this storm's path?
I think they did. Seeing the media interest in it tells me that it was something that, you know, it was a big story. I think a lot of people knew was going to be bad. It evolved exactly as predicted. And so I'm glad that most people hopefully seem to have heeded the warnings. But what may catch people off guard is how far inland the greatest impacts penetrated. You know, it's moving through Georgia right now. They're seeing winds gusting 130, 140 kilometers per hour, which is very significant for Georgia. To get an inland hurricane, you know, hurricanes are something we usually only have at the coast, but to get inland hurricane conditions in Georgia, of all places, is very rare. I'm driving actually right now, in case you all hear weird background noise, I'm driving through central Florida right now on the main highway, still no power, and now we're getting tropical downpours still. So even though the storm is winding down, there are still significant impacts, and it won't be until probably Saturday when things finally start to get better for a lot of folks.
Well, stay safe on the roads and stay safe from falling trees. Thank you for talking to us this morning. That's meteorologist with My Radar, Matthew Cappucci in Florida. We're back with the business news after the break.